Leaky News, I'm Ben Thomas. Explosions can be seen, gunfire heard in the Gaza Strip again tonight. Earlier, a barrage of Israeli airstrikes hit a refugee camp near Gaza City. Charles Deladesma describes that scene.
In the Jabalia refugee camp on Gaza City's outskirts, at least six airstrikes leveled apartment blocks. The Hamas-run Interior Ministry says there have been a high number of casualties. Footage of the scene on regional TV showed at least four large craters where buildings once stood, amid a large swath of rubble, surrounded by partially collapsed structures. Dozens of rescue workers and bystanders were digging through the wreckage, searching for survivors beneath the pancaked buildings. A group of young men pulled two children from the upper floors, cradling them as they climbed down. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Israel says the strikes took out a Hamas command center set up in civilian houses and the tunnels underneath. No tally on deaths. Meantime, Yemen's Houthi rebels claim to have launched missile and drone attacks on Israel. Norman Hall has more on that.
The Houthis had been suspected of an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. Israel said its own fighter jets and its new Arrow missile defense system shot down two salvos of incoming fire hours apart on Tuesday. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder repeated the administration's warning to potential adversaries.
Our message to any country or group thinking about trying to take advantage of this situation to widen the conflict is don't.
The Pentagon has moved additional military assets to the region as a deterrent. I'm Norman Hall.
The FBI director warns Hamas's initial raid into Israel that triggered the fighting could inspire violence in the U.S. In other news, Santa Ana winds are spreading a wildfire over brushy hills in Southern California's Riverside County. 4,000 residents ordered to evacuate. This is AP News. A group in Massachusetts is fighting to clear the names of anyone ever accused of being a witch.
The Massachusetts Witch Hunt Justice Project, made up of history buffs and descendants, is hoping to get the state to take a fuller reckoning of its early history by issuing an apology. Hundreds of people were accused of witchcraft between 1638 and 1693 in what would become the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Most escaped execution. The head of the Justice Project, Josh Hutchinson, says while much of the attention focused on clearing the names of those put to death in Salem, most of those caught up in the witch trials throughout the 1600s have largely been ignored, like five women hanged for witchcraft in Boston. The group has been collecting signatures for a petition in hopes of taking their case to the State House. I'm Donna Water.
Thanks, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.